Hey guys, welcome to the Spruce Home Show, your no BS podcast that tackles what it looks like to design, build, and renovate. We're your hosts, Brad and Caitlin Blair. Welcome to the show.
Hello and welcome back to episode number 26. Tonight, or today, I should say, you have both Brad and I together on here, completely unscripted. We decided to make this more of a conversation style podcast where we have no outline of the subject that we're going to talk about. We're going to wing it.
We're winging it. No outline, no agenda. We'll just see where this goes.
Yeah. And to be totally frank with you guys, we are recording this on a Sunday evening. We're actually sitting in our bed. Our son is asleep and our daughter, we've made her a little pillow fort on the floor where she's watching her iPad with her headphones on. So if you hear someone in the background, it's probably Ray, but she has been told to try to be as quiet as a mouse. So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, she's got headphones on. She's deep into YouTube, so I'm sure she'll be okay.
She's four and looks like she's about 14 right now. But back to the podcast. So today's episode, we are going to talk about working with your spouse or working with your partner and what it's like to work with the person that you share a bed with.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think one of the things that, I mean, it's just a reality, right? A lot of people think, oh, well, like I could never work with my husband, or I could never work with my wife or what have you. And I think it depends. I think that is true. It's difficult sometimes and it's not for everybody. I think that if it's not for you, you shouldn't even try it. But it can be challenging sometimes. And I guess we just wanted to talk about how we navigate working together all the time. We've worked together forever basically, and just walk through the realities, I guess, and what you have to be careful of and how we do it. And maybe people take interest in it or take value in it, but we just thought it was an interesting topic that like never gets talked about.
Yeah. So background story on Brad and I, when we were dating, we lived in the States and I worked a corporate job and he was in his master's. And then he also worked a corporate job for part of it. And then once we got married and moved to Canada, we immediately started working together. So technically, ever since we've been married, we have always worked together. We have never worked separate, or we've never worked for separate companies.
Yeah. And I mean, I think the two things that everybody thinks about is, number one, how do you not get annoyed at each other and just fight all the time? And how do you, and then the second would be, how do you separate life or home life and work? So, I mean, I don't know, how do you not get annoyed with me?
The beauty as the business has grown, I will say, is that when we started the business, it was just Brad and I for years, actually. And to be frank, it was easier to get annoyed with each other back then. But now that we have scaled and have some staff, Brad and I do very different things in the business. They affect each other greatly. But lots of times Brad will be on site and some of the trades will ask him like, oh, where's Caitlin today? And what's your answer?
I have no idea.
Like most days, I have no idea what he's doing unless I look at his Google Calendar. And he probably is the same way with me. Like we don't sit in an office all day together. We don't have lunch together every day. We do very different things. And they go together, but they don't work together all day long.
Yeah, that's what I would say. I think, and we did that right from the beginning. We separated our roles, and obviously we have to come together to make decisions or to transfer information or what have you. But for the most part, we're like completely separate, and we've always put trust in each other that you're going to do your job and I'm going to do my job, and we're not going to try and manage each other.
No, not at all. And I think when people try to do that, I think that's just inevitable that it's going to end up in fighting.
Yeah, I agree. So it's almost like we leave the house in the morning and it's like maybe we see each other throughout the day or maybe we don't. And it's almost like no different than anyone else. Like if you're going to separate jobs, it's like, hey, see you in the evening. Now, that being said, lots of times we will see each other throughout the day, but it is very common where we don't see each other until we come home at night.
Agree. Sometimes I see the trades or our staff more than I see Brad throughout the day.
Yeah. So it was just by design that way. And I do think that if you're, like Caitlin said, if you're sitting beside each other every day, like working problems together all the time for years, I can see how that would cause problems because everybody has a different point of view. And because you're married, or if you're in a couple, if you're in a relationship, you're going to let things slide. But they're going to, eventually they won't, you know what I mean? Like they're just going to bottle up inside you until they don't, whether that's you're letting things slide at home or you're letting things slide at work. If you're just that close all the time, I can see how there'd be problems, but
yeah, I agree. The other question I would say we get a lot is how do you separate work and home life?
Yeah.
And I don't know how you feel, but we don't really separate the two, to be honest.
No, we don't.
And I think that's okay. And I think people stress in our society too much that you have to. And I actually think we tried that for a little bit. And it just doesn't work because if you think about it, say you and your partner work for different companies. Well, when you come home together, you probably talk about your day. Well, if we try to separate work and life, that means when we come home, we're not allowed to talk about our day at all.
Yeah.
And then it's like, what do we talk about? The kids?
Caitlin and I have talked about this a lot over really since we've known each other. But my opinion on work-life balance is just a total hoax. Like it's something that everyone talks about like it's supposed to be normal and it's supposed to be this hard line where you leave work at work and you leave home at home. And it's like when you walk out the doors of one, you leave it behind and you go into the next door. Like it's just, I don't know. I don't know where it came from. Maybe it's just prior generations. I don't know what it is, but in my opinion, I think it's just total BS, to be honest. Like I don't think it's that practical in our today's society, even not being a business owner.
And I actually love the fact that we can bring our children and family and everyone into what our day looks like.
Yeah.
Or even like we work weekends and the fact that we can bring the kids on site with us. Like I absolutely love that they get to come with us and watch us do what we're passionate about.
Yeah. And I mean, don't get me wrong. There's times where it's work just like everybody else. Like there's times on Saturdays where I'd rather not have to go out and do that, but it's no different than anyone else who works in a job in any industry. Like there's times where you have to go to work where you don't necessarily want to either. But for us, I guess it's more like freedom. We get to choose. We're choosing that. That's the lifestyle we're choosing. And I think back to the work-life balance thing is that there's a few different ways you can think about it, I think. You can think about work-life balance being every day, being that you get up in the morning, you don't think about work until you get to work. And then when you get to work, you leave home behind until you get back home. And it's like a very clear black and white line. And you can think about that as work-life balance throughout the day, throughout the week. But there's another way to think about it of work-life balance like through your entire lifespan.
Which is how we like to think about it.
Which is how we think about it. It's like maybe we work more now, but maybe that means that when we're 50, we get to work less or work none at all. Like, I don't know what that will look like.
Or a great example my beautiful and fierce mother is going through some health issues and I'm able to go home and be with her for a solid week. Or I just got back from being with her for 2 weeks. We have that ability by owning a business together.
But bring that back to work-life balance. So you go for a week, whatever. That's where you went last time. You went for a week. And then when you got home, you worked like a dog to like make up for it and to get ahead for the next time when you leave. Well, it's like you're during those days where you're home, you were home. There was no work-life balance. It was just work.
Yeah.
But if you look at it over a time span, there was balance. And I think that's our answer to the work-life balance question, is that we take more of a overarching look at it instead of like a day-to-day
view, yeah,
thought process. So.
Totally agree. And I know that doesn't work for everybody, but for that, or for us, it has worked amazingly.
Yeah, I agree. So what else? What else could we say about working as a couple? I think the work-life balance is the toughest part. And we're, the other thing is our kids are young, right? Our kids are only 4 and 1. So our life will look different as they grow and they get into more sports. Like Ray is taking gymnastics and dance. She's in twice a week. That's all she is. So it's like, and we only have one kid in sports or any activities, I guess. So it's, that will morph over time and she might be in more and Walker will be in more. So I'm sure our life from a work-life balance perspective will morph and change, but over the years, as everybody else does. But
and back to what we talked about like having different roles in the business and making those very separate so that we weren't micromanaging each other, we actually do the same thing with our home life. So we have very separate roles that we don't.
Pink jobs and blue jobs. I mean,
that's what he calls them. So Brad, for example, Brad does all of the yard work. God bless his whole. And I actually thought I wanted to be in on the yard work until I tried it and then decided that it wasn't my cup of tea. And then my role resides a bit more inside of the home in terms of like groceries and cooking. My friends are probably laughing when I say cooking, but making the meals that we eat. And then also like transporting the kids back and forth to daycare and doing lots of their activities and whatnot.
And I mean, we're kind of getting into the weeds now with pink jobs and blue jobs. Like, I'm sure that's firing some synopsis off on some people's heads at the moment who are listening. But I mean, there's a stigma against that comment, right? But at the end of the day, the way that we think about it is that there are tasks. I don't care whether they are at work or at home. There are tasks that need to be done. Mm-hmm. And it's a list. And everyone's list is the same. You got to cut the grass. You got to move snow. You got to cook food. You got to buy groceries. You got to take care of the kids. You got to clean the house, make the bed, right? Everyone has the same list. The list has to be done. I actually don't care who does it. Like, I don't care. We've had the conversation lots. Caitlin, you want to do more like outside work to be away from the kids for a little bit? Get outside, shovel the snow, cut the grass.
I tried it once, you guys, and it was not what I thought it would be.
But the point is that it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who does the job. We call them pink job, blue job because it's just kind of funny, but it doesn't matter who does them. They just need to be done.
And I think from my point of view, I grew up with parents who had like very separate roles and each took their roles seriously and didn't overstep the other one and never complained to the other one that they weren't helping with something that wasn't their role. And I appreciated that growing up. And so we implemented it into our marriage and same thing like in the business. It has worked really well for us.
Yeah. Who knows? Who knew we would be marriage counselors too? Any advice, just come to us. What did they say? What did you say that if you make it past 7 years of marriage,
your rate of divorce goes down way
like dramatically. Yeah. So we're basically pros.
Yeah, we're past 7 years.
Anyone needs an advice, just let us know.
I'm going to start planning our 50-year wedding anniversary.
Yeah, maybe then you'll get that third band. Oh, anyway, what else? Working as a couple.
The one nice thing about working as a couple is that the other person can cover you when you're away. I mean, that is good and bad because let's say we want to go on a family vacation. Well, there goes the two business owners.
Bring on the laptops.
So we're super lucky to have an awesome team that can cover us, but nobody can cover you like your spouse, especially given that example, like I said, going back home to be with my mom. When I'm back home, I know without a shadow of a, what do they call it?
Shadow of a doubt. Well, small doubt, but
that Brad has me completely covered.
Yeah. Well, and I think that's important to understand also is that if you're going to own a business, not just like work in the same company together, but own a business. And if you're in a small business, when we go somewhere, our laptops come with us because there's no other option. Like it's one thing when Caitlin leaves and I stay or vice versa. But when we both leave, the laptops come. And oftentimes when we, whether it's vacation or whether we just go visit family, we typically spend an hour or two or three every morning just making sure that nothing's getting behind. And that's just the way that it is. But it, again, it comes down to like, well, if we don't like that, then we shouldn't leave. And you just get to make the choice and then you carry on with it.
Yeah, I agree with that. The other challenging thing about working as a couple and owning a business is that, say, like most couples, if you work for two different companies, if one company goes under, somebody gets fired, at least the other person has a paycheck coming. Yeah. For Brad and I,
hopefully,
like,
things don't go south.
If things go south, the whole family went down. Like,
hopefully child labor, we can put kids in.
So it makes the fire under your, you know what, because you're both working towards the same cause of supporting your family and putting food on your table and putting food on your staff table. And it's a heavy load to carry and you're both doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. It is a burden to carry. It is.
And it's one that Brad actually talks about a lot. Like the fact that when you own a business, you are responsible for not only putting food on your own table, but you're also responsible for putting food on the people who work for you's table. That's a lot. Like when you're making decisions, you have to think about that.
Yeah. It's probably something that like, it just doesn't get talked about really ever. I don't hear it being talked about, but, and this has nothing to do with owning a business as a couple. This is just a small business owner, period. Well, probably not even small business, just business owner, period. Mm-hmm. I don't care if you got like 100 employees, 10 employees, or 500, you're making decisions that impact people, and it can be stressful sometimes, I won't lie. Like the fact that you, and it's behind closed doors that nobody sees, and almost always even your staff won't know, because you're making decisions behind closed doors, and they're putting their trust in you also, almost like whether they even know it or not. I think probably if the smaller the company you work for, probably the more aware you are of it, of that fact. But if you're working for a company that has like 1,000 people that work for it, you probably don't like think about that. But the guy who owns that or the girl who owns that, the decisions they're making, they're just bigger decisions. And they can have impact on everybody's lives if they make the wrong ones. So it's a burden that business owners carry. And it probably ebbs and flows. Sometimes it's not stressful. But there are some stressful moments for sure.
I'd say one thing working as a couple that you have to learn to do is to be able to call each other out.
Oh yeah. And not get butthurt about it.
Oh yeah. Especially that, because you can't bring that home with you. You can't hurt the other one's feelings at work and then drag that back to the family life with you.
Yeah. But if you don't call each other out, then all it is like the people that work in the business, they see that and they think that whatever, somebody's getting away with something because, or they can slack because, well, she's the owner and she's the wife, the husband's not going to get, or vice versa. Like, yeah, you can't let stuff slide.
And people who have worked with us or for us know that we'll easily call each other out. I think one of my favorite examples was, this was maybe a year and a half ago. Do you know which one I'm going to talk about?
No, hit me.
Okay. So we were at a show home that we were building. And it was cold that day, and it was during the framing walkthrough, I believe. We were both upstairs, and I even think I had Walker with me. He was in his car seat sleeping. So I was just toting him around, and Brad got on me and somebody else for interrupting or, like, jumping ahead to something too soon. And somebody, one of the staff was like, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do that. And I looked at them and I was like, do not apologize to him. He's being a complete dickhead right now and we're not going to take that from him. So let's just continue with what we're doing. And our framer looked over at us and he goes, oh, wow. He wasn't even part of the conversation. He was just an innocent bystander.
But to the outside, it looks like some marital dispute.
But it wasn't. It was just like standing our ground on each other.
Yeah. And it was fine. Like neither of us took it wrong. You took it like I needed people to pay attention because we needed to get through stuff. I got my point across and you were, and I tried to get my point across in a way that
I didn't like.
You didn't like. And sometimes I do that. Like, and so that was you saying, Brad, stop being a dick. And I was like, noted, got it. But
But yeah, we left the walkthrough and we were totally fine. Like, went home, had dinner together, tucked the kids into bed, and probably everyone who was around us was like, oh, it's gonna be an awkward night for those two. But it was not at all. Like, that is just how we're able to operate. And I think that happened. It didn't happen instantly when we started working together, but over the years it gets easier.
And for me, I was fortunate. I grew up in a family business. And I was exposed to some good old fashioned like throwdowns, like parking lot, throwing hats, swearing at each other, mad. And then they come to work the next day like nothing happened. But that's what you have to do. Like, you have to be able to call it how it is. And you have to understand that everybody has their best interest at heart. So you can't get butthurt about things. Like, you just gotta carry on.
And to be totally honest with you guys, when we decided to start the business together right after we got married, we had some family concerned about the fact that we were getting married and then planning to start a business together. And they had some real conversations with us and totally appreciated. I don't hold harsh feelings against that at all, because they were simply looking out for our best interest. But I think before you decide to start a business with your spouse, you need to ask yourself some real questions and have some real hard conversations.
Yeah. And I think, like, if you start clashing, because you don't really know until you get into it. And even at the beginning, like, when everything's hunky dory, it's easy. Like, when business is going good and sales are up and, like, there's no conflict and
the true test is when things get hard.
Yeah. And yeah, either when you, and it doesn't matter if it's business or at home, right? Because now you're combining the two. So it can be hard in, like, well, business is busy and we have no time at home. And all of a sudden somebody is upset because the house is a mess. And, like, that can be hard. Or it can be, oh, the economy's crashing and cash is tight or whatever. Like,
well, when COVID first hit, Brad and I had some real conversations with each other because we had no idea what was in store for us.
Yeah.
We had no idea if nobody at all was going to want to build or renovate a house at that point, because everyone was just so shocked.
Yeah. So you just have to be, you don't know what it's going to be like until you get into the thick of it. And for us, right from the beginning, we said that if it was not working, like, for our marriage, I mean, if it wasn't working, then we were willing that one of us would step away.
And we never said which one. We just said that if it ever got to the point where it was greatly affecting our marriage, one of us was going to leave. And that's what was going to happen.
Yeah. So, hasn't got to that point yet.
No, it has not. It has not, thank goodness.
So, I don't know. I think that's working as a couple. That's working with your spouse. That's probably all that I would put together. Is there anything else that you would...
I don't think so. Like we mentioned, if it's something that you guys are considering or something that's been on your mind, I think this would be a good episode to listen to, because I think there's certain things that you have to be willing to do in order to make it work.
Yeah. And I mean, even after I just said that, I feel like there's a half dozen other rabbit holes that I could go down, but I maybe shouldn't for now. Leave that for another episode. Part two.
Thank you guys for joining us. If you ever see us on site, take note how we're acting with each other. Yeah. It seems like things are going well that day or not. But all in all, honestly, I wouldn't change a single thing. I love working together, and I love that we get to share the same passion with each other every day, and that our kids get to watch that, and that we get to do it together, because just like doing marriage together is awesome, so is doing work together.
Yeah. Amen.
Okay, we'll see you guys next week.
Cheers.